Today is Wednesday, February 12th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I just got home from work. I ran in. Oh, my God, I was doing that thing. I don't know if anybody else does this, but I was doing the thing where you're sitting at your desk at work, pretending to work while reading articles, while just reading random shit on, just Googling shit. You know, I don't know. And my performance evaluation is tomorrow, and I don't give a shit. I mean, my boss, I just really, this is going to be, I hope this is not another negative one. I'm sorry, Dean. I'm not trying to be, I have a good paying job that should be very fulfilling. But I'm on a team, and you know, my boss is nice, but I'm on a team where it's just really confusing. I mean, there's just no rhyme or reason to things. And my boss just wants us to go out and drum up customers because we're an internal platform team. He wants us to go out and drum up customers and then present use cases and, you know, fight for budget and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know. I think I would enjoy being, I don't know. I've never really known what I wanted to be when I grow up. I think that's the problem. But if there was a job that would just pay me to like watch Netflix all day, I know there's not. I mean, that's just lazy. But no, seriously. I mean, I think if I was on a team where there was a defined product with a, you know, I didn't have to go out and drum up customers or any of that. I just was like, I'm really thinking that I was right when I said I wanted to be technical. But I think what happened is I should have, when I got to a certain level, I should have said, okay, I need to do a lateral move to just be a plain old developer. Like, just be on a team, be assigned, okay, here's the thing we want you to code this month. And then I do that, and that's it. I'm judged on how much of that I deliver, how good it works, all that kind of stuff. And I kind of jumped right over that. So I don't know. I'm kind of thinking I may start looking around for developer roles, even if they're like below my current pay grade. And, you know, even if I have to take a little bit of a pay cut, so I can actually just be on a team where they're like, this is the thing we need developed this quarter. And I just go off and I do the research and I write the code and I feel achievement because I developed something that went out into the world and customers used it. I don't know. I think that might be the thing that I need to do. This product owner thing, I feel like I'm going to have to go out and meet with customers a lot. And I'm, even though I do podcasts and, you know, people probably see me as fairly extroverted, I really don't like meetings. Like, I get really, even though I feel like I'm pretty good at communicating and, you know, that sort of thing, I really just stand-up meetings, just like regular old meetings, I get nervous before meetings, even if it's a meeting that I'm running and like everyone's looking. I don't know. I'm just getting more and more like nervous about meetings and all that. So, also, I'm rambling. Let's listen to a voicemail, why don't we?
Oh my God, I lost my voice in Florida. So anyway, I have an excellent idea. And Gary from Albuquerque, Portland, New Mexico, told me to call it in. But it's such a great idea that I'm just going to say I will email it to you because I think it is a good idea. And so we're heading to the airport, and I literally lost my voice, not from like screaming from excitement on the rides. I think it's just the temperature change or whatever. That or my thyroid is going to kill me, literally.
Wow. I think that's Kathy Bacon, for those of you. Well, thank you for the call, Kathy, even though you didn't say who you are. Joe from Dallas said that I have a habit of asking people for phone calls and then criticizing their call. So I'm doing it again. But yeah, so Kathy did email me and she gave me an idea. And, you know, I think, Kathy, I think the idea is not a bad idea as far as I think that would be a useful app. So I'll just tell everyone. She said she thinks it would be a good idea to create an app. They just got finished with the Florida vacation, I think. That's she's flying from Florida back home. And I think they rented a house or something, and so they bought supplies. They bought groceries or whatever to cook. And so the idea that she came up with for an app is something to, if you're at the end of your vacation and you have a bunch of groceries left over and you just are going to have to throw them away, like an app to either give you a list of or like a map of local places that you can donate that food to, or even like some back-end infrastructure that would allow you to, maybe donate the food to that company. And then, you know, that company distribute the food or something. I don't know. But the thing I was thinking about, Kathy, is I don't know how that would make money, because I don't think anyone would pay for an app like that, because that's kind of Google, right? I can go right now and Google food donation locations near me, and Google will bring up, you know, a listing of like Salvation Army and, you know, Goodwill and, you know, whatever else. I don't know. I don't know if either of those places take food. In fact, I'm almost positive that Goodwill does not take food. But I feel like you could just Google that and like a listing would come up with a map and everything. Google like already does that. And I don't think people would pay for like an app that just does a search. So I think there would need to be like more provided than just like a list of places where you could take your food. So then you might need like a whole logistics side of things where it wasn't just the app. You're like building this company that maybe goes and picks up the food for a fee or something and then takes it to these places. And then all these donation places, they're not going to pay for that because they have very small, you know, they have very small budgets and they're always looking for donations. They don't want to be paying for things. So I think there is a need there to have some way of, you know, taking this food that you've used and putting it to good use other than throwing it in the dumpster. I understand that, but I don't know where the money-making opportunity is because I don't think I could sell that app. I guess you could have ads in the app, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, so again, I think it's not a bad idea. I'm just not sure how you would make money off of it. So there's that. And but Kathy, you feel free to call back or email me and tell me how I would monetize that, because that's what I would really want to know. If I was going to make millions of dollars off of this, I need to know how is it going to be monetized. So yeah, today I was just, I don't know, I'm only a week into this product owner stuff and I really don't even know what I'm doing, to be honest. And you know, I feel like the other product owners have just kind of gone back to what they were doing before. Even though our boss like brought us together and said, we're going to have this product management group, you know, and we're going to change how we're doing thing, or product owner group, you know, and we had this whole half a day meeting where we went over these scenarios and stuff. That was it. Then he just dropped off the face of the planet and no one has, you know, I don't know. It's just weird. And now I'm just managing like deliverables and like, okay, here are the things we're going to deliver in Q1. Okay, team, have you scoped your activities so that I can make sure that our list is accurate for what we're going to get delivered in Q1? And trying to figure out what customers I'm going to meet with in Q1 to figure out like what their needs are and stuff like that. And it's already boring me thinking about it. I feel like I'm such a complainer. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't want to be a complainer. I just want to know what I be. I want to know what I want to. I want to know what I want to. I want to know what I would like to be when I grow up. And I don't know. I almost wish I was just a trumpet player but that didn't work out for me either. I did get paid $400. I got my check. So I got my $400 for playing in Newsies. And that works out to less than minimum wage if you calculate all the hours I've put into it. So I don't think that would be a good money-making option for me to play in community theater around here. That's probably not something that I could do. But anyway, so who knows? You guys can call in with career advice if you'd like. And I feel like I'm such a complainer because I make good money, and I should really just stop complaining and just live with it. Some people are not fulfilled by their job. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com, where you can find many more uplifting episodes. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.